Advantages in Christ. Worthy is the Lamb. Selected text. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Revelation 5:12. Observing the memorial is one of the few ceremonies that our Lord has asked us to keep. However, we do so not only out of obedience, but also because we realize the privilege of honoring someone so great that even the angels shouted the words of the above text. Because of his loving self-sacrifice, we are privileged to formally honor him each year in the symbolism of the memorial service. In everything that he did and in everything he said, Jesus never pointed to himself. His purpose was to give glory to the Father in every part of his life. He has left a great legacy. He will one day be a model of faith and obedience for all creation. The Apostle Paul described his humble service this way. Though being in God's form, he did not meditate a usurpation to be like God, but divested himself, taking a bondman's form, having been made in the likeness of men, and being in condition as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And therefore, God supremely exalted him, and freely granted to him that name which is above every name, in order that in the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those beneath, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, for the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:6-11, Diaglot. Knowing God's plan helps us to realize that because of Jesus, we have tremendous advantages that we could never otherwise hope to have. God is now available to the consecrated. The Heavenly Father is the brilliant creator of all that exists. He set the stars in their courses, and billions of angels serve him day and night. David wrote, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Psalm 8:3-4. His creative powers are enhanced by a character perfect in every good quality. The psalmist again wrote, "According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness." Psalm 48:10. In other words, the works of his hands are devoted to what is true and good. This goes beyond creative power. It reveals the beauty of a divine character. How grateful we should be for who he is and for what he has done. Despite sinful imperfections, the consecrated can now have a personal relationship with him. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John 1:12. God is in the process of adopting spiritual sons and daughters. We should cherish the thought that he can now be addressed as our Abba Father. Romans 8:15. The passing of time will only deepen our appreciation of this tender relationship. God's Holy Spirit. To be sons of God is no small claim. It brings the presence of the Almighty right into our lives. Jesus promised that when he left this earth, God's Spirit would be sent as a comforter and teacher. That divine influence is seen through the teachings of Scripture, through divine providence, and through the aid of brethren. These each help to nurture the growth of every new creature. They make it possible to become more Christ-like. In his daily dealings, God manifests the gentleness of a father who dearly loves his children. The atoning work of Jesus has made this relationship possible, and we praise him for it. Our priceless benefits. Not only has Jesus provided access to God, but he has also made himself accessible to us. There are many ways that Jesus is involved in our lives. He provides our justification. Romans 5:1-9. He is our head who guides our decisions. Ephesians 4:15. He is our example and has set a standard for us to follow. John 13:15. He is our sympathetic high priest, who understands the struggles of the narrow way. Hebrews 4:15. He is our great apostle and teacher, who has brought truth to light. He teaches pure doctrine and opens our minds to new insights about God and His plan. Hebrews 3:1. He is our shepherd, who cares for our daily needs, bandages our wounds, and protects us from predators. John 10:14. He is our bridegroom, who loves us and wants to be one with us. He desires to bring forth a world of children with His bride. Matthew 25:1-10. He is our friend. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. These spiritual benefits have a practical outworking in our lives. But to see them working, we must do our part in being more aware of them through study, practical application of godly principles, and meditation on life's experiences. As we grow, our Lord's interaction will become even more noticeable. Hope for life. Life is precious. A wonderful advantage that counterbalances our many trials is the hope our Lord has provided. The Apostle Paul wrote, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." 1 Corinthians 15:19-22. When Jesus was raised from the dead, He became the first of the firstfruits. He became the guarantee that others would follow. This means that our resurrection from death is as sure as Jesus was raised. If we believe in His resurrection, we should believe just as strongly that we will be raised out of death. Hope for an eternity of life changes things for us. It gives a reason to endure the hardships of this life, and not just endure them, but rejoice in them. This can happen when we see the purpose in each experience. Some lessons may be as simple as learning to wait on the Lord, and knowing that patience is often the outgrowth of faith. In God's great wisdom, He knows the effect of each experience, and that we will be better because of them. His wisdom plans every blessing and trial of this life. He is a loving Father who thinks of the welfare of His children and plans for ways to help them grow. His divine plan is the blueprint for blessing all His creation. This means a better hope for us, because Jesus has become our priest by the oath of God. Other men have been priests without any sworn guarantee, but Jesus has the oath of Him that said, "The Lord swear and will not repent Himself. Thou art a priest forever." And He is, by virtue of this fact, God's oath, Himself the living guarantee of a better agreement. Hebrews 7:20-22. Phillips Translation, 1965. The Seed of Abraham. The above text says, Jesus is a living guarantee of a better covenant. There is no greater confirmation than the oath of God manifested through the resurrection of Jesus. Another blessed advantage Jesus provides us is the promise to be part of the seed that will bless all the families of the earth. Galatians 3:29. We often look at the world and feel great sympathy for the suffering we see. We are saddened, knowing that millions of people go to bed hungry every night. Injustice abounds among the poor and homeless. The dying process is generally a terrible ordeal, as the blight of sin has ravaged our race. But the Abrahamic covenant will be the instrument to remove sin and its effects, leaving a pure and sinless race. Faithful saints will have a hand in removing each of those burdens. It is a grand prospect. In Romans 11:27, Paul added, "For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins." These words are a wonderful assurance that God will remember His promise. The Revelator then adds some of the most inspiring words ever written. They are the epitome of what the kingdom work will entail. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. That is the work God has in store for the consecrated. There is no more meaningful occupation anyone can be associated with. We cannot solve the world's problems today, but if we prove faithful, a joyful work lies ahead. It will then be the time to resolve all the social ills of society, to cure racism and hatred, to unite the human family, and to bring life to a dying race. It will all happen because Jesus was faithful and raised to the right hand of God, 1 Peter 3:22. It means that we can take part in the reconstruction of this world. That desire should burn in the hearts of the Lord's people. Advantage of the brethren. One of the rich advantages of this age is the brotherhood that exists between the consecrated. There is a certain sympathy between those who have a common desire to serve God and understand the struggles of the narrow way. Jesus knew that the narrow way for the new creation would be difficult. Some of his final thoughts on earth were for the church. In his last few hours here, he prayed for the unity of the body. His desire was that they may all be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. John 17:21-22. The church's unity was a vital concern for the Lord. He wanted her to have what he had with the Father, a unity of spirit that was so close that they could be considered one. Was that an unrealistic expectation? Despite our imperfections, striving for such unity of spirit should be one of the goals of each new creature. That may be what Jesus meant when he described the glory he would convey to the church, a spirit of unity in him. A final prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for your many priceless gifts, for your loving sacrifice, and that of your dear Son. We rejoice in his example and deep devotion to you. We ask that you help each reader to realize the special privilege of being called and to share in the wonderful work that lies ahead. Help each of us walk through this life, appreciating your efforts and desire to form us in your Son's image. We long for the work of raising this world and teaching them the principles of righteousness and love. Help us never to lose our focus on your plan and be molded into the likeness of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.